A weak solidarity, Bricky team listener, when we were reminded of that well-known observation, could it be, could it just be, that one person's terrorist, one person's militant, is another person's freedom fighter? As Zion destroys a Palestinian landless non-people's refugee camp in, as it tells us, a precisely targeted, pinpoint targeted, trained killing attack which destroyed the non-people's non-land refugee camp, precisely targeting destruction of homes, roads, infrastructure, precisely targeting tear gassing a hospital, all because these terrorists, these militants, live where they have no right to live. Live, wait for it, in their homes. Terrorists and militants because they have the audacity to object to Zion occupying their non-land. Zion-trained killers controlling their lives, their movements, doing no more than exercising Zion's Yahweh-given right. Zion-trained killers who must, by definition, be terrorized by the terrorists. Because there's nothing terrifying about heavily armed trained killers patrolling your life and deciding when they might kill you, kill your family, bulldoze your home, jail your kids for throwing stones. Imagine how that must terrify the gentle, sensitive trained killers. Oh, and decide when your land now belongs to more Zion people who in turn attack you if for some inexplicable reason you don't support them taking your land. Because that means you're a terrorist, a militant. While the trained killers, the military, are not militant. And they know that despite the rest of the world declaring their controlling life in the non-people's non-land is illegal, it is not illegal but disputed. Not by Zion, which knows there's no dispute about it. It knows it's its land. Yahweh told them that 3,000 years ago, but disputed by the landless non-people, making them terrorists and militants who must be destroyed along with their non-land. Because obviously, if people have no land, they have no land to lose. So an occupied landless people have no right to resist. Worse, breaking Zionist law in the non-land that isn't their land. And Zion Supremo Benjamin, not another Yahoo, assures us that if they observed whatever law Zion decides is the law, like Zion people now own their land, then they could live in peace on the land they haven't got. Lawless, lawless non-people. Although, could it just be that one person's terrorist and militant is another person's freedom fighter, a precisely targeted freedom fighter. As precisely as Lord Rupert of Wapping readers would have learned the truth. Well, apart from day one, where the destruction and slaughter didn't warrant a line, but then day two, a comprehensive coverage, two paragraphs down the bottom of a page in the back of the book. But day three, three pars, telling us the terrorists had fired some penny bungers, rockets at good liberty, freedom and democracy, love and Zion. Of course, had those penny bunger rockets caused any damage, that would have been big news up front, and Lord Rupert would have informed us just how heartless these terrorists, these militants are, and the unbearable suffering they impose on poor Zion. But it's not just Lord Rupert. All media go along with the Zion terminology. Terrorists, militants. A military-occupied people have no right to resist. A disputed non-people. Speaking of non-people, terra nullius non-people, caring business class party supremo and would-be big supremo, Constable Peter Duffer, got into the spirit of and celebrated NAIDOC week by disputing the right of caring business class high-flying exploiters don't know where that came from, high-flying contributors to our welfare to support and donate to The Voice. Well, one side of The Voice issue, we can be sure he'd see donations and support for a no voice for terra nullius non-people, a great social service. It's just that Pete and the team can't get enough detail. As we mentioned last week, Pete is either so dumb he can't get it through what passes as a head, or the no lot and he are doing all they can to obfuscate and confuse a very simple issue. We did point out we would never discount the too dumb bit, but Pete said the great corporates supporting The Voice were not acting, like in the national interest. making it clear, therefore, that recognising there just may have been a pre-1788 history and civilisation is not in the national interest. But those supporting the contention that Terra Nullius non-people may not be so nullius nor non are elitist, Pete said. You know, like, the philosophical quality of the debate rose even higher, soared after Minister for the Terra Nullius non-people Linda Burney accused the No Terra Nullius voice people of dividing the nation, prompting an angry response from her caring business class hayseed and sheepshit counterpart that by attacking her lot for dividing the country, the government was dividing the country. See? Logic run riot. The Nine media empire was forced to apologise for accepting a full-page ad in Thursday's True Blue Aussie Capitalist Review from the No Terra Nullius Non-People Voice campaign, considered extraordinarily racist for no stronger reason than it was extraordinarily racist. Expressed by New South Wales caring business class MP Matt Keane, the racist trope of Thomas Mayo in the full-page ad has no place in True Blue Aussie politics. It's a throwback to the Jim Crow era of the Deep South. Yet, No Voice for My Own People campaign leader Warren Mundine said there was nothing racist about it. It is factual, he said. Every time someone disagrees with the left, they always whinge that it's racist. We'd hate to see Warren's idea of what is racist. The mind boggles. Thomas Mayo is, of course, Yes campaign director, a signatory to the Uluru Statement from the Heart, and assistant national secretary of the Maritime Union. Doubly, threefold dangerous. Seriously, no satire listener, the ad is disgusting. And yesterday's headline, Nine apologises after conservative group's ad draws fire. We have to wonder why it didn't act before the complaints flooded in. And despite the apology after the fact, so to speak, we're prepared to bet it will retain the income. Look, I wish the socialists of myopic evil unions and lazy avaricious workers would abandon this plan for same work, same pay, because it's becoming more apparent by the day that should caring employers be forced to pay workers the same pay for the same work, the proverbial sky will fall in. Why? Caring employers point out how much it would cost them. But doesn't that mean the cost is the amount you're ripping off workers now? We ask caring employer Michael Bloated. Good grief, where did that nonsense come from? The cost will be felt by all True Blue Aussies, and that's all we care about. Putting my obviously stupid point to rest. But the caring employer, genuine altruistic concern was expressed beautifully by Business Profits Council Supremo Jennifer Wester wage cuts. This proposal will make it harder for people to work an extra shift for that extra pay they need to make ends meet. Any wonder we call them caring employers? If ever we wanted proof, there it is. Their only concern, the workers, the people who work. Although, and far be it for us to be iconoclastic, although perhaps Jennifer could explain why people would need to work an extra shift to make ends meet. Surely she isn't suggesting, inferring, no, surely not. Not under the greatest little economic order of them all, which put interest rates on hold for a month. Lucky, really, because Tuesday morning, the big day, Capitalist Review P1 headline, pay growth pressures RBA on rates. Yes, wages, the sole cause of inflation, were yet again causing dyspepsia in the hard-working boardrooms. The slow wages growth caring employers tell us they so wish they could solve is causing massive increases in their prices and profits, which shows how out of touch is the OECD. Not exactly a Workers of the World Unite hotbed, out of touch, announcing wages had nothing to do with inflation, that it was caused by bumper profits. Any wonder the True Blue Aussie Capitalist Review and its corporate supporters ignore such nonsense. You could control inflation by not putting up your prices so high, your bumper profits, we again asked Michael Bloated. Another unintelligent, ignorant question, ignoring the problems we are confronted with in slow wages growth. doesn't he know how to put me in my place? Mentioned last week, former advisor to former Big Shapiro Little Johnny Howhard Nick Hossack, real name, writing a think piece, the think bit's questionable, but telling us PwC, for pricks with confidentiality, was just doing what the caring business class does, that the private sector is different to the public sector. Gee, we hadn't noticed that. Like we said, the snake asks, why did you bite me? Because I'm a snake. Well, Nick would have been proud of Uber and Facebook this week when it was revealed they had set up new company structures to evade the new multinational tax avoidance law days before it came into effect, on the advice, of course, of pricks with confidentiality who, like Uber and Facebook, were just doing their business, as Nick would say, just doing what the private sector does. And just doing what he does, the Robo-Debt Commission declares former Big Supremo scummo lied in the witness box. Gee, what's new there? More on that report next week. Bit of a deadline problem there. Other than Constable Duffer says it's the socialists playing politics. Like, you know, politics. Right. Poor innocent caring business class and hayseed and sheep shit parties. And a Freudian, given the subject. When I went back, this is true, I had typed Constable Suffer, a country that suffered thanks to us. Notice Vietnam has banned this Barbie movie, apparently over a scene involving disputed territory with China in the South China Sea. Pity, because I was hoping that after bravely rejecting being destroyed, bombed, the proverbial out of, poisoned and slaughtered by the US of the UN of the US of the world and true blue Aussie in an illegal invasion, this time they may have been rejecting being invaded again by US of cultural crap. While in the week that was sport, culture wars broke out. Forget Ukraine, forget the US of encirclement of and warmongering over evil China, and therefore true blue Aussie sucking up warmongering. Forget 38 million a day for nuclear trained killers. This is serious. World War III could break out any day as a batsman got stumped after mindlessly meandering down the pitch. True blue Aussie cheats. His Most Gracious Majesty's home country and its Big Supremo screamed, destroying the spirit of war, shame. Pommy Widges, get a life. He was out. The Antipodean colony and its Big Supremo responded, showing there can be two sides to the same story. But finally, I've got this brilliant advice for the His Most Gracious Majesty home country Supremo. Tell Anthony Albanese to stick Forcus, that you're ending the alliance. Battered stump Anthony, and save us 38 mil a day for 30 years in the process. Good morning.